I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The debate over whether the U.S. should be trying to use alternative energy is reaching a critical point. The Trump administration seems hell-bent on rolling back programs aimed at using solar, wind, and hydro. The latest is the announcement that it's preparing to terminate $7 billion in federal grants intended to help low- and moderate-income families install solar panels on their homes. The program is called Solar for All and was part of the Biden 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. The aggregate of the latest actions seemed to be a 100-yard dash to eliminate efforts to help clean environment initiatives. Michelle Moore is a chief executive of a nonprofit called Groundswell. She says one of the unintended consequences of this is that it will put up an impediment to artificial intelligence data centers. Many of those centers are in politically red areas which supported Trump and the GOP. But politics aside, she says the country needs all the electrons it can get. She says the country is short on power. She says natural gas turbines are backlogged out 5 to 7 years. Now, running parallel to this is the Trump administration effort to make it harder for companies to claim tax credits for wind and solar energy projects. Two Republican senators are bucking Trump and have put up holds on three Treasury Department nominees until the credits are restored. Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and John Curtis of Utah represent states with large renewable energy industries. Those credits bring down the cost of wind farms and solar arrays, and without them, it's a major question of how much those programs will move forward. So, there are a couple of issues here. First, political. Donald Trump is starting to run into conflict with members of his own party as lawmakers have to make a decision between their constituents and loyalty to Trump. The second is the basic existential question of alternative energy and its value to the nation. The Trump administration says the credits and grants cost taxpayers money and they should be privately funded. Alternative energy advocates argue it's in the country's best interest to find every different way to produce energy to a country that is moving toward energy starvation. Does it make sense for the government to help in trying to find a way to harness Mother Nature's power to power all of us, or not?